You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. Sandy Henschel has been with me for the entire week. I'm Joe Reed, and Sandy is a contributor to Audiophile Magazine, and she's been letting us know what she's been listening to and what she thinks about those books.
Hi, Joe.
Hi, Sandy.
This is a fiction. It's called The Forbidden City by Vanessa Hua, and it's read by Catherine Ho. And it's set during China's Cultural Revolution. And we meet a 16-year-old, Mei Jing, who becomes 70-ish-year-old Chairman Mao's lover. Ew.
I am such a fan of Vanessa Hua. Wonderful author. I thought A River of Stars. I love that book.
Well, good, because I think you're going to love this one as well. Catherine Ho is, her voice, it's one of those voices where when you start to listen, you're immediately, I have to hear this book. What is this book going to do?
I like her. She was one of the narrators of Gish Jen's Thank You, Mr. Nixon. I mean, she's narrated a bunch of books, including Blackwater Sister. And there's the quality of her voice that I just find really, really captivating.
It is. It's that voice that made me want to continue to listen, even though I found the possibility of 16-year-old and a 70-year-old not so cool. And this is a fascinating story, and Ho handles that retrospective idea well. It starts out in 1979 when Mai is in San Francisco, and she gets the news that Mao has died. And I think that that's what our clip is about. So you might want to start right there with the clip.
Okay, so why don't we do that now? This is Forbidden City by Vanessa Hua, read by Catherine Ho.
The chairman is dead. September 9th, 1976. Outside, the people of Chinatown are cheering. They light firecrackers and beat pots and pans, chanting as they march three floors below the window of my apartment in San Francisco. Their signs say, "Smash the Emperor," and "Smash the Party." Drips of paint spoil the sweep and curve of the characters, bleeding as if shot. The cheering swells, the revelers giddy with rice wine, and easy victory. No longer will they whisper the chairman's name, afraid of his reach here across the ocean to America. No longer will they invoke his name to scare their children, or as a curse against their enemies. They didn't hate the chairman at first. None of us did. In the beginning, he was the beginning. He dared us to make the sun and moon shine in new skies, to end hunger and superstition in China, to end all that made us weak.
Now you listen to Catherine Ho, and she has such intensity in her voice.
Exactly. It's like, I have to listen.
And that pacing, it's just really good.
She's very good. And this last bit that you heard is what spirals her into memory. And she was just a young girl on a farm, and all those young girls on farms had to dance and sing, according to the Little Red Book. And Mai is an avid revolutionary. Her first sight in the morning is a picture of the chairman, and her last sight at night is the picture of the chairman. And then because she knows so much about his Little Red Book, she attracts his attention when she meets him, and he's impressed with her. And her first encounter with him is Well, it feels like rape, but she's a virgin when it happens, and it's brutal.
So they're like a harem?
Basically, they're more like dime a dance kind of thing. They dance with these guys, and then if the man wants them to go with them to bed, they do. But none of them knew ahead of time what they were in for till they got there.
Okay. That is Forbidden City by Vanessa Waugh, read by Catherine Ho. And yeah, this is something I will definitely listen to. Sandy, thanks so much. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
You're very welcome.
Oasis Audio is the sponsor of today's episode of Behind the Mic. Oasis Audio titles are available everywhere audiobooks are sold. Tomorrow, we're dropping a bonus edition of Behind the Mic, an interview with one of Audiophile's 2022 Golden Voices, Rupert Degas.
Any detail, as little or as much, whatever the author feels I need to bring the voice that's in their head to life, is happy. You know, and references are great. If someone says, look, he's a young Harrison Ford, or I had one author say to me, look, I wrote this with Tony Blair in my head. And I went, great, I'll just do Tony Blair. So, you know, I just made the entire character Tony Blair, sort of a subtle version of that. And that sort of came out.
That's an extended interview with Golden Voice Rupert Degas on a bonus edition of Behind the Mic. We're dropping it tomorrow. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.